You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Talked about it earlier in the program, Jones, but Celtics did have an entertaining game last night. They lost to the best team in the Eastern Conference, the Detroit Pistons. They've gone 1-2 against the Pistons in three games this season. They are now 15-11 on the year. Jaylen Brown did have a monster night, missed a bunch of free throws, but overall he was awesome. Cade Cunningham looks like a clear-cut first-team All-NBA guy. MVP race is going to be tough. There are some kind of obvious names that are always at the top. We might even hear from some of those names in best basketball performer.
For Cunningham to get in there?
Yeah, I don't think he's there, but I thought last year he should have been first-team All-NBA, honestly, and I think he got pushed to second team. This year, I think he's making one of the five. I think it's positionless now, so it's just the five best players. I think he would, especially if they can hold on to like the one seed in the East.
I bet
they would give it to them.
Yeah.
As for the Celtics, their next game, Jones, is not till Friday at home against the Miami Heat. So we got a few days off until we get some.
Should be a win. Mm. Well, yeah, we got the NBA Cup tonight. I think the whole NBA is off outside of the NBA Cup.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. Yeah.
Big finals rematch. Knicks and Spurs.
Knicks Spurs.
Yeah.
From 99.
Yeah.
Oh, I was watching another Jalen Brunson press conference. I think it's in my algorithm now.
Honestly, it has to be. You watch multiple Jalen Brunson press conferences?
I've been watching a lot of Jalen. He's very funny. He and Josh Hart are funny together. Yeah. They have a good relationship with the media. And so they were like, hey, Jalen, the last time the Knicks and the Spurs played a game this big was 1999. You were 3 years old and you were there. And the guy goes, can you name the 1999 Knicks starting lineup?
Starting lineup?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, ready?
I don't have it yet.
Okay. Marcus Camby.
Oh, you're going to look for it?
No, I'm just naming it. Marcus Camby, Larry Johnson, Latrell Sprewell, Allen Houston. I'm going to say Chris Childs started over Charlie Ward, but I don't remember. Ooh, do I have that right?
Yeah, there's no way Charlie Ward.
Was Charlie Ward earlier? Am I getting him confused?
No, I don't think he started.
Oh, okay.
I liked him a lot.
That's my answer. Camby, Johnson, Sprewell, Houston, Childs. That's my answer. Is that right?
No.
Not even close?
Oh, you were right on Charlie Ward. You were right on Sprewell. You were right on Houston. You were right on Grandmama.
Camby came off the bench?
Marcus Camby off the
Ewing
bench.
Did Ewing start?
No, they didn't have
Ewing
didn't have
that whole postseason,
they didn't,
right?
They didn't address him. This was the whole Ewing theory that Bill Simmons came up with.
It wasn't Camby? Who was it?
Chris Dudley.
Started?
Started. Dude, Camby, at least game one. I'm looking at game one NBA Finals.
Camby was a monster, though, in that playoff
Camby
series.
Was awesome.
Yeah, he was.
You know who was also really good, at least in game one, was Kurt Thomas.
Oh yeah, Kurt Thomas. He's rough.
But
he was like a early beef stew, is what he was.
But Jalen Brunson's answer when he was asked like who was in the starting lineup, he goes, not Rick Brunson. So his dad was on the team but didn't even play, I don't think. Nice. But he was like, yeah, that was a pretty good answer.
There you go.
Grab a holly jolly grab bag. It's the best time of the day. I don't know if there'll be a show. but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly grab bag, and when you walk down the street, say hello to Jones and Keith and everyone you meet.
I think he could have rhymed at all. Billy Lanny. I think he could have had a good rhyme.
I thought he did a nice job kind of pulling that whole thing together. Sure. So I'm not mad at him for that. The Boston Bruins, Jones, are in action tonight. You guessed it, against the Utah Mammoth.
Oh yeah.
What's your favorite Utah Mammoth memory?
When they announced the jerseys. I like that.
We did uniform police them a long time ago, and they are very sharp.
Good one.
Also, teams are starting to catch up to the number of games the Bruins have played. So don't look now, but they find themselves fourth in the Atlantic Division.
Is that in a playoff spot or no?
As of right now, the Bruins would be the second wild card team.
It's wild because they played so many games. Yeah. They take like a night off and a team behind them wins and they fall down in the standings.
They're 1 point ahead of the Penguins, who are on a 5-game skid. However, the Penguins have played two fewer games.
Yeah, 2 games out of hand for the Bruins.
Two games out of hand. But that's kind of what we're working with here. So that'll be a 7 o'clock puck drop from the TD Garden.
Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got.
Grab bag.
I want you, I need you, oh God.
Grab bag.
These beautiful things that I've got. Oh.
The Red Sox news is heating up. We had the big trade where they got another Haas lefty, 25-year-old guy that just got to AA.
Breslow's got a type.
He does have a type. But there's some online scuttlebutt out there, Jones, from all the different guys that cover the team. Seems like Ketel Marte, that's probably not going to happen. And everyone's losing faith on Alex Bregman.
Yeah, so Bradfo said they're out on Marte.
Yep.
And then Karabas, well, not out, just nothing doing.
Well, right, right.
Karabas tweeted, I don't feel super great about Bregman coming back. These things are always subject to change. Bogarts was pretty much a done deal to return until the Padres swooped in with a crazy offer.
Okay.
These situations are fluid.
Yeah, sure.
Doesn't sound promising at the moment.
It's over.
Yeah, I thought we were going to get a he gone. So basically, what's the implication there from Karabas if he's...
That's the implication. More sad trombone.
If there's a parallel to Bogarts, though, Bogarts was going to come back until there was a giant offer. So is he saying Bregman has a giant offer from somewhere?
No. Oh, no. So it's not the Red Sox. No, because he says it looks like Bregman's gone.
Yep.
But he's saying like, hey, it looked like he was going to be back, but then he wasn't. But so this is a little different because it looks like he's not. But that 11-year deal isn't coming from the Red Sox. Like a giant offer is not coming from the Red Sox.
No.
Right?
I agree. I'm saying.
Bogarts
had a giant offer from the Padres.
Yes,
he was going to come back to the Red Sox until there was a giant offer from the Padres.
Yeah, I didn't feel this way before.
Is this Karabas' way of saying he's got a giant offer from somebody?
Yes.
Yeah.
I bet he does. I bet I didn't expect it. I'll be surprised by it. I think that team, like Bogarts, should be a great cautionary tale. Bogarts was bad in year one of his 11-year deal. I would have given him, whatever, 3, 4, 5, and I guess I would have been wrong in that sense, but I never would have given him 11. So maybe Bregman does sign like a 6-year deal and he's going to be good for 2 of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. I still want him back, but I guess I wouldn't want him aging the way that Bogarts is. How much blame for Breslow on this, or is this purely Henry?
Let's see what he signs for.
Yeah, good point. I mean, if they thought they could take him to the negotiating table and Bregman was going to blink, then I'd put that on
Breslow.
Well,
you wanted Bregman back more than I did.
Yes.
I would obviously take him back, but I feel like you already lost out on Alonso and Schwarber. So if you lose out on Bregman, Marte, and let's add Bo Bichette to it, then it's like, what on earth are we even doing? If you miss out on all those guys...
That sounds like a nightmare I was not prepared for. Sounds like where somewhere has to fall on my guy Craig.
Yep. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Creep on in, on in, on in.
Grab bag.
Messing with that.
Grab bag.
It's got me stuck and not so bad.
Grab bag.
Got it. Monday Night Football, we saw the Steelers beat the Dolphins 28-15. Pittsburgh 8-6, Jones. They only need one more win for another winning record for Mike Tomlin.
They're going to ruin it.
Aaron Rodgers.
Who do they have left? What a take. They have they're going to ruin a great take.
That was a decent take. They have.
At the Lions, at the Browns, home against Baltimore, they could still lose out.
They'll beat the Browns.
Maybe.
They may be not.
I think they can still lose
out. You think
out.
They lose out?
I'm going down with the ship.
All right,
on this
so who's
one, yeah.
winning the division, Steelers or Ravens?
I still say Ravens.
Even though they lose to the pass this weekend.
So the Ravens have...
You're kind of boxed into a corner now.
No, not if those.
Yeah, you are.
Not if the Steelers lose out.
Well, I don't think they're going to lose out.
Okay, but I think the Ravens...
Who do the Ravens play after the Pats?
The Ravens control their own destiny. I know it's difficult, but if the Ravens win out, it does not matter what the Steelers do because the Steelers are the last game on the schedule.
Ravens have Patriots. Loss.
Mm-hmm.
At Packers.
Yep.
Loss.
Mm-hmm.
At Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Loss.
Well, they're going to beat Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh's losing out.
Then they need a win against Green Bay without Micah Parsons.
But so wait a minute. If they
Are
lose
we still
these
in
two
Toyota-thon?
Games, yeah.
Yeah, through January.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
But that's
tough.
If they lose the next two games,
then they can't.
And the Steelers lose only to the or this, as long as the Steelers beat the Browns.
Win a game,
the
Steelers, yep.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yep.
All
right. Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
All right, but that's what you're mm-hmm. you're sticking with. All right, fair enough.
Woo. Stop grabbing my
bag. All right, Jones, fantasy football playoffs. Oh. Playoffs. In the Jones and Keefe League, it'll be Chris Scheim, the one seed, taking on, I believe, Billy Lanny?
Nope.
Sorry, Fitzy.
He's taking on Fitzy.
Fitzy had a monster divisional round game.
Fitzy had a big game, yep.
Yeah, so it'll be Fitzy v. Scheim, and then it'll be Andy Hart v. Billy.
I think Lanny's going to make enough. So Lanny upset me. Lanny smashed my team this week.
The Landman. Well, Hart is a bad division winner.
Yeah, it's like the Steelers
he
and
won
the Ravens.
The trash division. It's like the Seahawks getting in under 500.
Yeah, so I think Lanny's going to take down Hart this week.
I like it.
But who should you be looking to add?
Yeah, give me a pickup.
Our waivers haven't run yet, Bill. So this is good advice. Jaden Reed, if you need a wide receiver out there available going against Chicago, Christian Watson has gotten hurt.
Okay.
For running backs, I'd look towards Michael Carter. Bam Knight is hurt in Arizona. They get the Falcons this week. If you need a spot start quarterback, I'd look to C.J. Stroud. I thought about Tyler Shuck back there, Nick, but Stroud's
He's
probably the guy. And at tight end, Darren Waller, 2 touchdowns last night. Available in a bunch of leagues, although not ours, Billy.
Mm-hmm.
You can go out and scoop them. Those are your pickups in the postseason brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easiest way to get rid of your old car. You can donate today. Your car will be picked up tomorrow. Donate now, carsforkids.com. That is Cars with a K.
How about this story? I saw this on TMZ. So Nick Reiner, who right now is in custody, the son of Rob Reiner, he's in custody for the alleged murder of his parents. Do you know who his lawyer is going to be, according to TMZ?
I do, because you told me off the air it is one Alan Jackson.
Alan Jackson from the Karen Reed trial is apparently, according to this one article, it's TMZ, they're usually right on stuff, is going to represent Nick Reiner. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, he's had difficult cases before.
Yeah.
This one, they were seen arguing at Conan O'Brien's the night before the murder, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Nick and his father, Rob.
Yeah.
I mean, that's some circumstantial evidence, I'm sure, but that's going to be a tough one to argue and litigate. But, okay, Alan Jackson on the case.
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Robert! Arch Manning returning to Texas.
Hey!
You know what's funny? At the beginning of the year, everybody was like all excited about Arch Manning and then the kid, I forget his name, from South Carolina. And then that's
Lenore Sellers.
Yeah.
I like Lenore Sellers. He's back too.
Both back in college.
Everybody's back.
They're both back.
Yep. Yep.
Although, who was the – was it a GM?
Arch finished kind of good, didn't he?
Like, he did. He had some good
Arch
games.
Arch was really good after like the first month.
Yeah, he had some good games. Who was the – there was like a report that came out that a lot of NFL executives – would actually prefer quarterbacks stay in college. I don't know if it's just...
Oh, that's from Orlovsky, I think.
Orlovsky's just like, never play him.
Never leave, get as many reps as you can.
That could be right.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I would present to them again, Drake May.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man?
Alexander.
Grab bag.
My name is Alexander.
Grab bag.
The New York Jets have released Alan Lazard.
Oh. He is the last of the Aaron Rodgers forced pickups that
they
had.
That'll fix it.
Yeah. So now they
fired the D coordinator, right? Steve Wilkes.
They should be fine.
He was just hired to be fired. He's fired in San Francisco, hired as a head coach.
Poor Steve Wilkes.
Just hired to get fired. And now Alan Lazard. That'll fix the Jets.
It should be fine now.
Grab bag. Boyed at the five and done. Grabbed. Grab bags. Was the summer
of 69. All right, Jones. Our segment within the segment has Bob Ryan tweeted.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say no.
Yeah, you're right.
He hasn't?
Nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, nothing there.
Okay.
Kind of sad.
All right, Bob.
I wanted to see something, but
where's the content, Bob?
It's not.
Yeah. They call me Hal. They call me Stacy.
They call me her. They call me Grab Bag. That's not my name. That's not my name.
That's not my name. That's not my name. All right. Dork Podcast tonight. If you watch the new Knives Out movie, Wake Up Dead Man, streaming on Netflix right now, tonight, 8:45 on our YouTube channel, we are going to review it live, and then it'll be available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts after that. Very excited for that. Is that one you're thinking about watching?
It's on my think about list.
Think about it. I think you won't be disappointed.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch a grab bag. I know not everybody has got a grab bag like me.
All right, let's find out who the best NBA performer was from last night. Jones, was it Keontae George, 37 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists? Was it Jaren Jackson Jr., 31 points? Was it Cooper Flagg?
Big night.
With an NBA record. I think he's the youngest guy to over 40 points. He had 42, 7, and 6 in a loss to the Jazz in overtime. Speaking of the Jazz in overtime, Lauri Markkanen, 33 points, 16 boards, and 5 assists. And a staple in this segment, Nikola Jokic, 39 points, 15 rebounds, and 10 assists.
Nah. Him and Baby Jokic both had triple-doubles last night, Shingun. Give me Keontae George. He's having a really good year for Utah. They won. Give it to him.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, folks, we have an outfielder.
Okay.
We have an outfielder who was a lefty stick, lefty arm.
Good.
Spent the vast majority of his time in center field, but...
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Also, some left, some right field. Versatile outfielder.
More left or more right?
Honestly, it might have been a wash. It was slightly more left field action.
Weak arm.
Okay.
Weak arm on this guy.
That's what you want to say about him. He was sixth in the Rookie of the Year.
What year?
2008. 2014, he was 19th in the MVP. Hung up the spikes after the 2018 season. Okay. He led the league in triples twice.
Yep.
He led the league in hits once. Was never an all-star despite hitting .281 for his career and capping out at a single season high of 31 stolen bags.
Okay, where'd he play?
He played for Minnesota, Washington, San Fran, Seattle, and Tampa Bay.
And you think of him primarily as a Twin?
Where was that's the order.
Never an all-star, you said?
An all-star, but MVP votes in Washington. Started with Minnesota. Ended with, he played for both Tampa Bay and Seattle his final season. He'd hit you a triple. He'd just hit you a single occasionally as well.
And then he'd steal second on you, 31 of them.
He had a 4.3 war as both a rookie and as a 30-year-old man.
All right, lefty stick, Twins.
I don't think we've had him. Twitch chat has it.
Damn.
Twitch chat's on it.
He got MVP votes in Washington?
Yeah, he sure did. Nickname.
Yeah, if you could.
All way too. I'll tell you after.
Too obvious?
They're all like very much based off of his name.
Did Arcan text? Arcan. Oh, wait, hang on.
He's a good player. I had him in fantasy, if that helps. If anybody remembers my fantasy teams.
It does not.
No, okay.
Is it Denard Span?
He got it.
Also known as Spanny, D-Span, or Spaniard. D-Span was good. He was a good player.
Yeah.
He'd get you a base knock. He'd hit you a decent average.
I guess
swipe a bag.
I do remember him with the Twins. I don't remember the rest of
them. Denard Span? Why do we even play this game?
Well, no. I don't remember him in Washington is what I'm saying. I do remember him with the Twins. I don't really remember him
anywhere
else.
He was a good National. I think he was involved. Was he involved in a big trade? Yeah. Twins traded him.
That was an early trade for a guy who was sixth in the Rookie of the Year. Yeah.
That was a wild to give up on him. He got traded to the Nationals for Alex Meyer.
Oh, that was a big trade.
He also was involved in the Giants trade to Tampa for Evan Longoria.
Oh, that was actually a big trade.
He was also traded by the Rays and former random player of the day, Alex Colomay, to the Mariners.
Nice.
For a couple of scrubs.
I stand by the weak arm take.
I didn't mention $56.4 million.
Oh, wow.
Nice career, sir.
D-Span's keeping all of it. Most of that.
Yeah.
I don't want to get political, but he's not keeping all of it.
Yeah, he was second in left field errors in 2018.
That's why they shifted him to right.
Yeah, like,
despite his weak arm.
Like, get out of here.
Get over there right. You can't field left.
Gobbled up by the monster, maybe.
Okay. Random ball player.
D-Span.
Each and every day, minus Thursdays, here in the grab bag on Jones and Keefe. 617-779-7937. That's how you dial up WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And we'll get to the clip du jour next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.